We're learning Masechta's Megillah Daf Yud Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara, the end of Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, is discussing how we know a drasha that Krishma is there's a miyat of psul of lemafreya. So in the end, according to Rebbe, according to Rabbanan, the drasha is v'hayu to tell you shluk lemafreya, but according to Rebbe, v'hayu tells you that Krishma has to be b'lashon kodesh. So mele ilanef in dvarim hadvarim, and the Rabbanan don't dash in dvarim hadvarim. That's the maskana of the Gemara. Now the Gemara has the machlokes Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Krishma kechsav adiver Rebbe has to be b'lashon kodesh. The chamrim b'chol lashon, and the Gemara goes through the drashas and tesis the maskal akaris and megillah. Says near dalke kachamim for two reasons. First of all, yachav ram locha karabim, and second of all, the Gemara had that the Rabbanan darshan from Shema b'chol lashon shatir Shemaya. And what does Rebbe do with it? He tells you hashmil azachav shetameitzim mevicha, and says the Rabbanan paskin like the man the Omer, that the Yaitza, even if you're not, Karishma v'lishmila azna yotza, and that's the psak of the Gemara there. So Vaisis, we pass like the Chachamim. That's what Taisis holds, and the Rambam, and the Rif, and the Rosh, and Kami Rishayin, and Paskin away, and that's the psak of the Shulchan Aruch, Simon Samach Beisif Beis. So it seems there's no problem saying Krishma in any language, in English, or in any language that you're familiar with. Now the Bach in Simon Kuvtsan and Gimel says, L'chatchila, you should read it B'lashon Kodesh. So Vaisis, it's only B'diyavid B'chol Hashem. Now there were tshuvas that were written because in the early 1800s there started to be people that made reforms which ended up being like the whole Torah Kula like we know. But in the beginning they just made a few reforms, and one of them was to change the language of the Tfilis and to daven in the language of the Medina rather than davening in Lashon Kodesh. And the reason that they gave was because Tfilah is Avedah Shebeleif, and the populace doesn't understand Lashon Kodesh, and therefore wouldn't it be more appropriate if they were daven in the Lashon HaMedina, and the Avadi Yetzah, like we know, Krishma we paskin is B'chol Lashon, and so is Tfilah. So Gedolei Torah wrote tshuvas to counter that, and say that they should not change the Lashon of the Tfilah, should not change the Nusach of the Tfilah, and you weren't allowed to. And Rabbi Kvega wrote a tshuva, which was originally printed in these Chayvayres that were specifically for this Indian to go connect the Shinuyim that they made. And right now it's printed in the Ma'arib Kvega Chelik Dalitz and Mentes. And he says, you're not Yetzah, even though the Shulchan Aruch passes Yetzah B'chalashim, but practically you won't be able to be Yetzah. First, he says, a Chiddush, that by Megillah we have this clown, and we'll discuss it later. We discussed it already a little bit, that the Ari Shainim that hold, and with Machma Fanachita, that if you Yedei Lashon Kodesh and Yedei Laz, you're not Yetzah. So the people in the shul that know Lashon Kodesh would not be able to be Yetzah Krishma Belaz. Rabbi Kivega says that that's true by Megillah, Kolshken is true by Krishma. Yesh Ksas Ladam is there, but that's what Rabbi Kivega says. He also says that even someone who doesn't know Lashon Kodesh, there is a problem. First of all, he says there's a problem that when you translate it into the popular Lashon of today, you're going to end up doing Lemafreya. Like, for example, I mean, they were talking about German, but it's the same idea in English. For example, if you have V'hoyu ha'dvarim ha'ela, how would you translate that? And these words should be. Now, these is ha'elu, ha'ela. And words is dvarim, and should be is v'hoyu. So you did ha'ela ha'dvarim v'hoyu. So why wouldn't that be a problem of Lemafreya? And he says, and even if you're going to argue that it's not mamash mukhach, because maybe since that's the mishpat halashin, that's the way this language works, so that's considered saying it in the correct order, which he didn't think was mukhach. But still, how would you be able to translate? Some words define translation period, like the word es. You have to es Hashem alakecha. How would you translate the word es? It doesn't have a translation in English or in German. You would simply say, and you should love Hashem Yigon. But S is one of the words. If you miss the word S in Lashon Kodesh, it wouldn't work. So he would think the fact that you don't have a translation of the word S would make it that you're missing a word. You didn't say this word not B'Lashon Kodesh and not B'Lashon Laz, and therefore you wouldn't be Yetzah. Or V'hayim Shemaya Tishmu. How would you translate Shemaya in that context? You have to say, and if you will hear. But how would it be if here you will hear? So there's no way to translate that properly. So you're missing the word Shemaya. And then, if you're missing a word, you won't be Yetzah Kriyashma. He also says that the many words we don't know the translation, like L'tay Tafes. How do you translate that? That's a Ha'iyah, Mukhuch Dikataina. What would be the translation of L'tay Tafes? they say something like a headband or a frontlet or whatever, or jewelry or whatever, however else, an adornment, however you want to put it, but how do you know that's the actual taich? The same thing, the word tzitzis. How do you translate tzitzis? You know, does it mean that tzitzis like a growth, like a tzitz, that's nevel, or is tzitzis a lashon of meitzitz, of seeing? We don't know the translation exactly. So he said, the emphasis is you could, if that's the only problem, you could at least say these words in Lashon Kodesh. That's what when you say Krishna's B'chal Lashon, you could say most of the words B'chal Lashon, but Al-Kupanim, these words would have to be B'Lashon Kodesh. But Al-Kupanim, he says it's hard to say that you're going to actually be Yetzu B'chal Lashon. You're not translating every word, you're not translating the words properly, you're not saying the words in the correct order. And he says if you know Lashon Kodesh, you wouldn't be Yetzu. And he says, if you don't know Lashon Kodesh, Avada Yetzav Lashon Kodesh, the only thing that will be ma'akev is the first pasuk, and that shouldn't be, first of all, he says he thinks everybody knows what it means, and even if you don't, it shouldn't be that big of a problem to learn it. And Mekhega was ma'arech about this thing. The Mishnah Berurah brings the gist of it in there in Siman Samach Beis, Sifkat and Gimel. He doesn't quote Mekhega per se. He says, the Achreinim say this. He meant the G'dayle Terah, that were misnaget to the Shinuyim of the Reform, including Rabbi Kivega, but he brings all these arguments, halachic arguments, that Rabbi Kivega said. Now, the Gemara discusses, Lema, Kasava Rabbi Kalatara Kulam, B'chol Lashon Emer. Since Rabbi has a Ribui, see, the Gemara had a problem. Rabbi has a Miut, V'hoyu, to tell you need B'dafka Lashon Kodesh, and the Rabbanan have a Ribui, Shema, B'chol Lashon Emer, to tell you that any Lashon is good. But what would be without a Ribui, without a Miut? So that was the Gemara's problem. Then maybe Rabbi holds, and that's why he needs a miut. And the Rabbi says, no, he needs a miut, so you shouldn't dash in Shema. Maybe they're a bonnet hold, and that's why they need a ribui. No, you need a ribui, so you shouldn't dash in vahayu. That's the Gemara. So the Shaila is, what does it mean, b'chalash in emra, and b'lash in kaidish nemra? What's the Gemara referring to? What does it mean, kalatayr kula b'chalash in emra? I mean, we know the Torah was written in lashon kaidish. So Rashi says, b'chalash in emra l'kreisa. L'kreisa b'chalash in. Now, to read it, in Masechta Saita is a little bit more mafurish, and Rishonim will understand that way, that L'kreisa B'beis HaKnesses. That's what Taisus here says also. Pirush Kondishin Ritzkoreshin Shiraitza Likris B'Sefer Torah. And he means to read the Sefer Torah, to learn the Sefer Torah in the B'beis HaKnesses. So Taisus, as the Kasha, Kriyas HaTorah in the Torah, Midera Banan. The Vanri Parashat Zacha, David Deraisa, but Kriyas HaTorah is not Midera. So what does it mean that Kol Torah Kula B'chol Lashon Emer B'Lashon Kodesh Nemer, which Rashi seems to be saying, does the Kriyas HaTorah have to be B'Lashon Kodesh, or is the Kriyas HaTorah good enough B'chol Lashon? That would imply that Kriyas HaTorah is the Raisa. It's not. Kriyas HaTorah is the Rabbanan. So Taisus, and the Rashi also here in the Masechtas Brachos, says that all the Gemara means when it says Kol Torah Kula B'chol Lashon Emer, or Kol Torah Kula B'Lashon Kodesh Nemer, means anytime the Torah tells you to do a Kriya. Like here we have Kriya Shema, but there are other Kriyas. Mrs. Chalitza has a Kriya, Eglar Rufa has a Kriya, Vidamais has a Kriya, Bikurim has a Kriya. There are a lot of Kriyas. A lot of times the Torah says that to be Kairei B'Torah. So the question is a general question. All these things, are they B'chol Lashon or are they B'Lashon Kodesh? So that's what the Gemara thought. If you have a Ribui, then you say B'chol Lashon, and I say this without the Ribui, any other Kriya would be B'lashon Kodesh. Or if you have a miyat that says it has to dafki B'lashon Kodesh, and that would imply that without this miyat, it means any other kriya, would be B'chol Hashem. Now the Gemara says, not necessarily, because since we have a miyat and a ribui, maybe the miyat is to offset the ribui, or the ribui to offset the miyat. Now the Rashba explains that l'maisa, every single other kriya besides for Kriya Shema, there is no machlekes, it's either B'lashon Kodesh or it's B'chol Hashem. The Gemara has drashas there in Saitam, Eilun Amarim B'chol Hashem, Eilun Amarim B'lashon Kodesh. So every single other Kriya, it's interesting, besides the Kriya Shema, is either B'chol Lashon or B'lashon Kodesh, because in the end we have a drasha for it. The question is that maybe Rebbe holds that all that without any Ribui, all the Kriyas would be B'chol Lashon, and that's why he needs a Miyah to tell you this one's B'lashon Kodesh, and the Rabbanan hold that without any Ribui, all the Kriyas would be B'lashon Kodesh, and that's why he have a Ribui, and that's B'lashon Kodesh. But Lamai said there is no Machlokes about any other Kriya. It's just the machlok. It would be hypothetically what would be without any pasuk. What would be the din? Question is, what does Rashi mean when Rashi says l'kreisa, particularly l'kreisa b'meis haknesses, like he says in Saita? What does he mean by that? So one shot is, he means Parashat Zachar. The Rashba says it, and the Taisus of Yudah Chazid and Mesach Lishbracha says it. He means Parashat Zachar. They also throw in Parashat Parah, which is a Shalom. Maybe we'll get to that if Parashat Parah is the Raisa. But that's what one shot in Rashi. He means Kol HaTorah, when it says, Leimra Ksav Rebbe, Kol HaTorah Kula B'chalash Enemra, means whenever there's a Kriya to read in the Shul, it means Parashat Zachar. A little bit Shved Alash and Kol HaTorah Kula. The Shita Mekavetzis in Brachis, which some printed as the Ritva in Brachis, but anyway, says the Kavana, he has, brings a pshat that the Kavana is linking Kedusha. If it's Biktushasa, then it's Roy Likura Basic Nessus, or it needs Geniza. So that seems to be, in the Rabbeinu Chananel in Saita says this, which Taisus brings in Saita, that seems to be a Shalom Hilcha Sefer. When it says, Kol HaTorah Kula B'chalashin Nemra, or Kol HaTorah Kula B'chalashin Kedish Nemra, is the Sefer Torah a good Sefer Torah, dafka when it's written B'lashin Kedish, or B'chalashin, which, like Taisus and Saita points out, seems to be the Machlaikis Tanam earlier, the Rabbanan and Rav Shimon Gamliel, if Svarim Nechtavim B'chalashin, or Svarim only Nechtav B'lashin Ashuri. I mean, Shimon Gamliel says Yavani also, but Al Kofanim, that's why it's a little bit shver, then the Gemara brings the same Machlaikis in a different Lashin. Now the Ridvaya says a very big Chiddush. The Ridvaya says that Kriyaster is the Reisa. Kriyaster is the Reisa. The Takana of Kriya of Mincha on Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday, that's a Takana of Moshe and Ezra. But the Kriya Satayra on Shabbos and Yontif Shachris, he says, is the Reisa. And it means the Raya is the Reisa, because the Gemara Masech des Brachas, Nafchaf Aleph, says that there's a din of Bracha not only Lefaneh, but also Lachareh. And we know Berch Satayra is the Reisa, and the Gemara learns it out. And the Gemara says that we have a raya that you make, the Gemara also makes a limud that is a berch zeter lachareya. Now, where do we have a berch zeter lachareya? On the regular din berch zeter that we make, there is no berch zeter lachareya, because there is no lachareya. You never finish learning. But on kriya zeter, the basic class is the bracha lachareya. So since the Gemara there, which seems to be discussing a derais tzedik din bracha, and says it's a berch zeter lachareya, that would imply that kriya zeter b'tzibur is the raisa. And the Teshmatz also says, it's the Chelik Beisim and Kuf Samach Gimel, that Kriya's Torah is the Raisa from that same Raya from Daf Chaf Aleph. But it's a bissel shver. Which pasuk in the Torah tells you to do Kriya's Torah? Now there's a Bach which says similar to this, it's in Siman Tav Resh Pei Hei, but he says that he holds that Takanis Moshe Rabbeinu is the Raisa. The Ritva is not Mashalai, the Ritva is Mashalai, Takanis Moshe Rabbeinu would be the Rabbanan. But the Kanis Moshe Rabbeinu was, he was Mesakin to read the Torah on Mincha and Shabbos and on Monday and Thursday. But on Shachris and Shabbos, that's the Raisa. The Bach holds that the Kanis Moshe Rabbeinu is the Raisa. And he says, he forget, like he doesn't understand Taisus. Taisus says it's the Rabbanan, because Ezra was Mesakin, that's what Taisus says in Brachas. Ezra was Mesakin, the Gemara explains why. Moshe Rabbeinu was Mesakin first, Ezra was Mesakin, three psukim, three people, Moshe was one person, but Moshe Rabbeinu is Mesakin. If Moshe Rabbeinu is Mesakin, the Bach holds that automatically means it's the Raisa. He's like bothered with Taisus and says it's the Rabbanan. The Gemara is Mavur, that at least some part of Kriyas HaTorah was a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu. But Tash is not. I mean, the Magen Avraham and Sim Kaflam and the Berki Yosef, they hold that Takanas Moshe is not the Raisa. Takanas Moshe is the Rabbanan. Moshe can make Takanas the Rabbanan. Why would Takanas Moshe be the Raisa? But I don't know if that's what the Ritva means. The Ritva, Lechayr, is pretty clear that the Kanas Moshe would taka be the Rabbana, but he still says it's the Raisa. Now there's an Etziv over here, Merei Meisada, and he says he was Mechamim to the Be'er Sheva and Saita Daf Lamed Gimel, that there's no Chiv the Raisa to read in the Torah B'Tziv. We don't find it anywhere. But there is, but that much they understand from the Gemara Brachas Daf Chaf Aleph, that there's a Bracha Lachareh, so Vaisis is a mitzvah. You mekayim some sort of a mitzvah when you carry a Torah B'tziva. Akadei kach, that the Torah, I mean the Raisa, is mekayim v'bracha achareh if you read the Torah B'tziva. Vaisis is something going on with the Raisa with the Kriyas Torah B'tziva. Agaval de Gavart, it's Ka'ein Reb Chaim in Hilchas Tvila, he says that even the Ramban holds there's no mitzvah to daven every day, but Tvila is an Indian the Raisa, and it brings the Raisa from Birchas Kainim, that has to be done b'shas tefillah, b'chus kainim is the raisa. Vaisis is such a thing. In other words, this is how I understand the achreinim and the Chaim's word. Mi the raisa is such a thing as being kairi tairi b'tzibah. You see in the psukim and Navi they read tairi b'tzibah. Mi the raisa is such a thing. That's, the tairi was given, a form of limana tairi was reading it b'tzibah. When Maisha was Mesakin, they should read tairi b'tzibah on Monday and Thursday, and in Shabbos Mincha, it's not the pshat he invented a new form of Limud HaTorah or Kriyas HaTorah that you take a Torah and read it B'tzibur. No. Taking a Torah and reading it B'tzibur was something to do. It was a Kiya Mitzvah even before Moshe Rabbeinu made the Takana. That was a form of Limud HaTorah. There was a Kiya Mitzvah Kriyas Torah B'tzibur. There was such a thing. And that's the Gemara in Brachas Daf Kaf Aleph to make a bracha afterwards. Just there's no Chiyuv without Takanas Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Vayla, we have two pshatim in this Gemara. We have Taisus pshat, the Kalatur Kula B'chalash, and I'm really three pshatim in the Vayla. We have Taisus pshat, and the Rajma, the Kalatur Kula B'chalash, and Emro B'ash, and Kaidish, and Emro means all the Kriyas in the Torah, whether it's Kriya Shema, Mikru Bikurim, Vidui Meiser, Chalitza, all the Kriyas, without any limud, would they be B'chalash, or they be B'ash, and Kaidish? We have a pshat that it means the Torah b'kedusha. So I mean, we have Rashi's pshat of that kriyas haTorah means reading the Torah in the Beis HaKnesses, and the shail is it's not deraisa. So there we have a pshat that it doesn't really mean reading the Torah. The question is, what Rashi means is a Torah b'kedusha? Does it have a din sefer Torah? Nafkamini, you read in the Beis HaKnesses, or does it not have a din sefer Torah and it's still in Geniza? And that would sound like the machlokes of Svarim Tchavim v'chaloshin, or Svarim have to be nichta v'loshin kaidish. And we have it said that Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa, the Ritva, and the Tashbat say Kriyas HaTorah is deraisa, and the Achreinim, the Rav Shever, and Mesada say a little karav lezeh, and a chiyav deraisa, but upon him there's such a thing, it's a mitzvah, mitzvah kiyum is deraisa, or the Bach saying Tchanas Meshe is deraisa. And the Rajma says, perhaps Rashi means Parsha Zachar and Parsha Spar, which is deraisa. But there's another pshat, a third pshat, besides the Kol HaTorah Kula, meaning all the different kriyas of the Torah, or it means a Sefer Torah. And the question is, reading the Sefer Torah Beis HaKnesses and different answers of Ayitz not deraisa, we have a pshat, the Rajma brings in brachas from Rav Haigayin, that he says like this, Hapshita, that the original Torah is written in Lashon Kodesh, like we have it, without any shinuyim. The question is, did Moshe also teach the Torah in other languages? Did he teach it only in Lashon Kodesh? Or did he teach it in other languages? That's what the Rashi brings from Rav Haigayin. Now, the Shita Mekavetzis in Brachas brings from the Ravid a similar pshat, but he's meisif a little bit to it. He says like this. He says, that question of Kol HaTorah is Ner Mechaloshin is not discussing how it was written originally. How it was written originally, of course, it was written by Lashon Kodesh, but it was like Rav Haigayin says, but it was about how it was taught, that Hashem taught Moshe the Torah, and Moshe taught to the Yisrael, was that only in Lashon Kodesh, or that in Shaul HaShenis? And he says, why would Moshe have been teaching them in Shaul HaShenis? Because there were Gerim from other Lashonis that were there. And perhaps, it's mashed a little bit, maybe Hashem told it to him in other Lashonis, or Moshe taught them in other Lashonis. And the halacha was to teach each nationality that was there in the Midbar with the Eden, that was Gerim, to teach them in their Lashon. So first he's explaining a little bit more, why would Moshe Rabbeinu teach in other Lashonis? The answer is because there were people in the Midbar that weren't familiar with Lashon Kodesh, and they came from other nations and they had their own Lashon. And then he says, a very big Kiddush, v'chein kol echad v'echad yetzi yedei shinin b'lshayne, and if that would be true, so everyone would be yetzi the mitzvahs Talmud Torah with their own language, Hashem alakulam shayne b'lashon Kodesh, or maybe no. Even if the people in the Midbar did not know Lashon Kodesh, the Torah was taught to them Lashon Kodesh, v'ein adam yetzi v'yigisa b'ela b'lashon HaKodesh. So he's being meisah to Rav Haigayin's pshat, when the Torah said, when the Gemara says, kol haTorah kula b'cholashon or b'lashon Kodesh nemra, which Rav Haigayin says, did Moshe Rabbeinu teach it in other Lashonis as well as Lashon Kodesh? And the Ravid says, it's nafkamina la'alacha also, it's not just historic, but nafkamina la'alacha, yetzi the mitzvahs Talmud Torah with other Lashonis. I saw in the Emek Bracha, right in the beginning of the Sefer, he says, I don't understand the Ravid at all. Of course he yetzi mitzvahs Talmud other Lashonis. And his raya is because he yetzi with here. Thinking Divrei Torah is a key mitzvahs Talmud Torah. And in here, there's no such thing as a Lashon. That's a Shai Lashtikal. But he holds, there's no such thing as a Lashon. There's no such thing as here in Lashon Kodesh, near other Lashonis. Here's the concept. So of course he hates another Lashonis. So I thought the pshat was, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, in Hilchos Talmud Torah, at the end of Perek Beis, he says, I say this to Gazach, that in Torah Shebiksav, he hates the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, even if you don't understand. Mashenka Torah Shalpei, only hates if you understand. So the mitzvah Talmud Torah, if Torah Shabbat is even Torah Shabbat, Torah Shabbat, you have to know the concept. So the mitzvah Iker is the concept. And then, of course, the Emek Baruch is right. There's no such thing as which lashon you have the concept, as long as you understand it. But Torah Shebiktav, it's the words. The mitzvah is the words. You can say the words without knowing what they mean, and that's a kiyum of the mitzvah's Talmud Torah when dealing with Torah Shebiktav. As I state in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. So Lefizah, the question of the Gemara is it Torah mitzad the words? Is it Torah Shebiktav mitzad the words? And that's negaya whether Moshe Rabbeinu said it in those words. Was Moshe Rabbeinu instructed to tell the Torah specifically in Lashon Kodesh? So Torah Shebiktav only has a kedusha in Lashon Kodesh. So well, the words aren't Torah, just the concept. If you don't understand it, you won't be mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Mashen Kain, if Torah could be said b'chol lashon, so then if somebody would read the Torah in other lashonis and not understand it, but he'd read it, he'd read the words, he'd also be mekayim the mitzvah Talmud Torah. I saw afterwards Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky says Mamish this pshat in Maseches Brachos Dafei. And just very quickly, that Taisa says that Kriyas Atayim Lebanon and Atayim Lebanon Levami Parshas Zachar David Eraisa, but the Udva mentions Parshas Parah as well. There's a Shmuz, the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Tafresh Pehei that he brings the Yesh Aimrim that Parshas Zachar and Parshas Parah is the Eraisa. He makes Parshas Parah exactly the same as Parshas Zachar. Not all Rishayim of Parshas Zachar is the Eraisa, but he puts Parshas Zachar and Parshas Parah together. The Yesh Aimrim that holds the Eraisa holds Parshas Parah as the Eraisa. And the Beis Yosef brings a Raya from Taisus. He doesn't bring our Taisus and Megillah. He brings the Taisus and Brachas, but similar to the Taisus. And in his Girsa, Taisus had, except for Parshas Zachar and Parshas Parah. But the Gaon says it was a mistake, because our Taisus doesn't have it that way. Also, a lot of Achrayim say, Klar, that Parshas Parah is the Rabbanan. The Gaon knows the way, the Bach, the Magen Avram, the Shlah, the Prichadash. They all, the Parshas Parah is definitely the Rabbanan. Parshas Zachar is a mitzvah. Zachar, she'az l'cha amalek, and the Gemara later on the Afichasim and Aleph, next Amid, is mashman that there's a din kriya b'sefer. And that would indicate that Parshas Zachar is the Raisa. But Parshas Parah, where did that come from? Where's the pasuk in the Torah that tells you Parshas Parah? But we have in the Ritvahe Parshas Parah, also it's in the Teishu B'na Chasin and Teishu Rashi Brachas David Gimel, it's a little bit hard to say, based on the Svarim that we have, it's a mistake. So the Asam Achreinim, they give makaris to it. The Aruch HaShulchan says that it says twice, V'haysen Yisrael L'chukas Eilam, which tells you that the mitzvah paraduma it continues even when you don't have the Eifa Parah, and how would they have that? Only through the Kriya. And the Malbim says an interesting thing. The Malbim is in Arches HaChayim, in Siman Aleph, in Eretz Yudah Eiz Dalet, he says that it says, Zechara V'atishn Esher Ksafta, Es Hashem L'kecha B'midbar, which is a Din Lizka Maisa Egel. So why don't we have to say the Kriya of Maisa Egel? It says, Charv al Tishkach, Eishon Ksaf Tishem Lekecha Midmar. Should be a din, you should have to say the Maisa Egel. So he says, that's Gruzin Shal Yisrael. The Parashas Parah is this mitzvah, because the Parah was given as a kapara for the Egel. Meshe Chachma also speaks about it at the end of Parashas Parah. I don't want to be Meirich so much. Now, then the Gemara talks about Tefillah. That Tefillah can't be Lamafreya. How do you know Tefillah Minolan? Because it says that Shimon HaPekuli was Mesadda the Yudchas Brachas of Neirim Gamliel al Aseder B'Yavne. 18 Brachas. So Taisa says, and Mikan Kashalam Ashapirish Rashi and Mesachdis Brachas, the mother says, M'sayis Ein Lam Seder. The first three Brachas and the last three Brachas have a Seder, the M'sayis don't have a Seder. Rashi says, that means, in case you skipped one of the Brachas, you don't have to go back, you don't have to say the Brachas after that. Now, let's say you skipped Atachainen or Ashivenu, and now you're up to V'lam Al-Shinim or Al-Tzadikim, you just say that bracha where you are, you don't have to go say all the rest of the brachas Al-Seder. Mashen came, the Gimel Rishayim, the Gimel Achreinis, you have to say them all Al-Seder. So, Fractasis, it's connected to the Gemara here in Megillah. The Gemara in Megillah says that Tefillah can't be L'mefreya. And the Gemara says a very specific Seder. And it says it can't be L'mefreya. So just like by Megillah, if you're missing a Pasuk, you can't start from that, you can't just say that pasuk later, right? You have to start from that pasuk and go forward from there. So here also, if you're missing a bracha, can't be lemefrei, you gotta stay from that bracha straight. So Teretz says, M'sai say lem seder means that you don't have to go back to the beginning of the M'sais. Like this, you skipped one bracha, you skipped Al HaTzadikim, you skipped L'Yishalayim. So you can start from there and go forward. You don't have to go back to Atachainen. Mashenk in the Gilma Rishainis, Gilma Achainis. If you skip Atachainis, you have to go back to the beginning of the Gilma Rishainis. If you skip Sim Shalim Amaidim, you have to go back to Ritzay, to the beginning of the Gilma Achainis. Rav Rishainim hold that way. The Rif brings the Rav Haigai in exactly like Rashi. And the Rif asks him exactly what Taisus asks from Agamara. And the Rif, the Rambam, the Rosh, the Rashbam, the Ravya, the Mordechai, the Raivad, the Ben Yoin, and the Rashba, they all hold, like Tosis, that there is a din l'mafrei even on the brachas and tzais. L'maiser, if Haigayin held not that way, like we said, Rabbi Nechanan holds not that way, and the Erzurur brings in, and Rashi holds not that way. So Kama, there are a number of G'dayli Rishenim that hold that the tzais is no din l'mafrei, and the Tur, Arachayim Simakufi Yates, brings both shittas, but he says the ikur is like Tosis, and that's how the Beis Yosef and the Shulchan Aruch paskin the Yosef Beis. So we paskin there is a din l'mafreya. But Rashi doesn't hold that way. The Baal Amor and the Rashi and Brachas, and for Rashi they say, and the Ravai Gain and the Rach, they say that when the Gemara says l'mafreya, the Gemara meant that in case you say the Brachas and Tosis before the Brachas Achreinus, or the brachas achreinus, or the brachas achreinus before the brachas emtsayis, or you mix up the order in the brachas rishenis and the brachas achreinus, all those things would have a din l'mafreya. Mashenk and them son themselves, they don't have a din l'mafreya. The Ravid, when he's masik on the Baal Amora there, he says, I don't understand what it means. The Gemara says there are four things that there's a din l'mafreya: Megillah, and Hallel, and Kriya Shema, and Tefillah. And by Megillah, Hallel, and Krishma, the din is, everything's in Mafreya. So why would you think that that by Shemayin Esrei is different? Why are you making this chiluk b'chlal? Why would just the first three brachas, second three brachas, where's this all coming from? So the Yeshua has an arichus there. Teichen Dvarevi says that Ben Misafakat, the Gemara is a little bit shver. By Megillah, we know the order of the Megillah. We have the order, but nevertheless, we would think the order is not ma'akif. You need a pasuk, this kind of an askim, to tell you that there's a psul l'mafreya. Halal, we also know the order of the psukim, but we need a pasuk, to tell you that it's ma'akif. Kriyashma, we know the order of the Kriyashma, but we need a pasuk, v'hayu, or dvarim ha-dvarim, to tell you it's ma'akif. So what's pshat in the Gemara by tefillah? It says, how do you know tefillah is l'mafreya? Because it's an order. Shimon HaPekuli told us the order. Kufchav Skeinim Mehem Kam Neviim made an order to the Shemayin Esrei. Okay, there's an order. Fine. But how do you know it's Mahakif? Hazakta Bnei Yeshua, you have to say that it's a svar. The whole thing is the Rabbanan. You can't have a pasuk for it. The whole thing is the Rabbanan, right? That's a svar. When we have the Chaim B'Tfilah, we're asking Minolan. What do you mean Minolan? You're trying to find the pasuk? I'm trying to find the pasuk. The whole thing is the Rabbanan. We want to know, what's the pshat that it's ma'akev? What's the pshat in l'mafreya? Why would there be any specific order? Teretz is a very specific order. But how much of the order is ma'akev and how much is not, you can't be medayik. We have a b'raisa there in Brachas, which Rashi and Rav Haigayin are learning, that the b'raisa means that the what's ma'akev is, you need rishaynis, you need achraynis, and those things are ma'akev, but the emtsayis ain lem seder. Not a steer to this Gemara. This Gemara is just teaching us one thing. It's not teaching us, we don't see from here that it's ma'akev. We see from here that there is a Seder. How do you know it's ma'akev? Because I'm a Sakin, it's ma'akev. Okay, so if another Gemara goes and explains to us that this makes more sense to be ma'akev, the Gimel Rishenis they were much more ma'akben on, the Gimel Achreinis they were more ma'akben on, they wanted them to be first and this to be second, whatever the case is, but even in the Gimel Rishayna's Gufa, there's a Seder, because that comes from the Pasuk. The other Starim don't come from the Pasuk. Whatever the Svara is, but you don't see in this Gemara, it's not Pshat. Just because the Gemara says there is a Seder, the fact that there is a Seder, that's not a Rayas Ma'akev. What's Pshat in the Gemara? Pshat in the Gemara is good. Once you have a Seder, Samael, the Chazal could say it's Ma'akev. But the Minolan isn't. The fact that there's a Seder is not the Makar that it's Ma'akev. The reason why it's Ma'akev is because Chazal said it's Ma'akev. The reason why it's a Seder is Stam. If you don't know about the Seder, you can't know that it's Ma'akev. Yeah, Pnei Yeshua is Ma'akev. Now, one more Nakuda. When the Gemara describes each bracha, there's Avais, there's Gvurais, there's Kedushais, there's Bina, there's Tshuva, there's Slicha, the Gemara makes a description of each bracha. What are the brachas? The Gemara never tells us exactly. What's the Nusach of the bracha? There's a very interesting Rashba that's in Brachas, Tafian Aleph, and Aleph, and very similar is in the Kesef Mishnah in Hilchas Brachas, Perek Aleph Halacha Vav. And the Rashba says, it's on the Mishnah of Achas, that it says that the Shacham Varech Shtayim Vnev Achas Lachareah, Berem Varech Shtayim Vnev Shtayim Lachareah, Achas Arucha V'Achas Ksara, And that's a shayla what that means. What does it mean one bracha is long and one is short? And then it says, Makam shom laharech eni rishoy lekatzer, lekatzer eni rishoy laharech. That where they said to make a long bracha, you can't make a short bracha. When they said to make a short bracha, you can't make a long bracha. And the Rishayim discuss it, and the Rashi brings a few perushim, and the Rashi says the following. He says, nearly, when it says, Makam shom lekatzer rishoy laharech, Makam shom laharech eni rishoy lekatzer, does not mean that you can't add or detract from the nusach bracha, meaning to add words or to take out words. Because if there were an exact words for the bracha, Chazal would have to tell us about them. And tell us exactly how many words are in each bracha. And tell us what the nusach of each bracha is. You don't find the b'shumakai. There are some things as a kepeda, l'mash l'askaris, g'shamim, tal, ruchais, b'birch z'mazin, says, kol sh'ayim, b'bris b'aretz, sh'kemes b'el b'ni sh'alayim, g'zirin, I say, or if you don't say teriyah b'aretz. There are some words, if you don't say nemes v'yatsi, b'siyas mitzrayim, and kriyas yamsuf, and makas b'chayris. There are words that are ma'akiv. But forget, when Chazal told you that these words are ma'akiv, that implies that other words are not ma'akiv. There is no specific amount of words to say le'pachas v'yaser. And what's called a long bracha, a short bracha, how many words you need to make it long, how many words make it short? He says, bracha arucha, bracha k'sari is a matbeya. Bracha arucha means it starts with the baruch, it ends with the baruch, bracha k'sari, it starts and doesn't end with the baruch. It's a matbeya. It's a form of brachas. But how many words are not makiv? The Kasa Mishnah Mamish says the same thing on the Rambam that says, Kol HaMashanim Ebeish HaTavacham Mareiz HaTayi V'chayzu U'mevarach Kamet Be'a. Kasa Mishnah says, it means if you didn't say the Baruch Atah Hashem in the beginning, you didn't say Shem U'malchus. But if you Mashanim the Nusach HaBrach, it didn't say the exact Lashon, even if you missed a lot of words, it's not makiv, except if Chazal told you that these words are makiv. And this is all brought in the Paiskim. The Mishnah Brura brings this. He brings the Rashba and Simon Samach Kesef Kat Nalef, the Magen Avraham, Simon Samach Dalet, and Simon Kaf Bezayin brings the Kesef Mishnah. Now, the Bialacha in Simon Kuf Yotesef Gimel says that if you miss the main point of the bracha, you're not Yetzer. He discusses if you had the main point just in the Chesim of the Yetzer, he has a whole discussion about it. But there's such a thing as the main point of the bracha. The bracha is saying a specific thing. If you don't say the main point of the bracha, you're not Yetzer. So, Zagich, that lefizeh, when Chazal say, minayin shayim avis, minayin shayim gvuris, minayin shayim gdushis, this description of the bracha, that is the takana of the kufchef skenim v'am kamen avim. Because like the Rashbit and the Kesef Mishnah told us clearly, they did not tell us the words of the bracha. They told us the inyan of the bracha. So that's the takana. The takana of Shmoneh Esrei is to say 18 brachas, and each bracha has this, the following description, not the following words. So always gvuris kedushais, they're not just that we have the bracha with the words, and now we're going to define the bracha and call it aves. Aves is the bracha. That is that takana. Yeah, it's bashit. But it's reading ice, saying over the Rashba. Since you said, it always bothered me, and Nefesh HaChayim, and Chaim V'lajin, was definitely mashma, that the Anshe Knesset Dela made the words of the bracha. Now, of course, what he says, that each word is tremendous, say they say this, and tremendous kavaldik and yanim that there is in each word, in each letter, in each likud, and everything, is of course correct, and all the mekavalim say it, but that he says that the Anshe Knesset Gedela were the one that made the words, the Chayyid Rashba is saying not that way, and the Chayyid Kamerayis, there is no nusach kavua from the Anshe Knesset Gedela. The Anshe Gedela, vayseis be'ikr, were mesakin these brachas, with these following yanim, but the actual words, there's no halacha how to do it. I assume that afterwards, Gedele Yisrael, alpi their understanding, and avada they use a tremendous amount of chachma with the seidus atera to make each word be as powerful as can be. But the takan of the Anshe Knesset, the kufchav skenim behem kamen neviim, was bigger than yanim of the bracha, like the Rashba says.